are we a week away from the music festival?
Yeah. Yeah, we're a week
away. Days.
A week away from the most exciting day of the year, my favorite day of the year in Carrboro. And I'm really, really excited again for this year's lineup. And it kind of kicks off late Saturday afternoon, next mm-hmm. weekend, at Town Commons. We have a few acts at Town Commons. But then on Sunday, you know, that's when we have day long, beginning at 1 p.m., and I'm just kind of looking here, 25 different locations, and going in some locations until, you know, very late in the evening. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really, it's going to be great. I usually start out early, being kind of an MC of sorts at the Town of Commons uh-huh. in the afternoon, and then I start walking around. But I always enjoy kind of looking at the description of the types of acts that are there. For instance, let's see, there was one I was just looking at here. Irish punk grass, you know, just...
right, you know.
All different kinds of terminology to describe the...
I'm hearing Irish punk grass in my head right now. I can see how that would work.
I just love that, Irish punk grass. And, you know, just all different, you know, psychedelic rock, Indian classical, you know, world folk, roots.
There's a Klezmer band at the Century Center last year, if I remember right.
Right, there was. And the other thing, as I'm looking through all these different types of music, like Louisiana roots, you can kind of mm-hmm. hear that almost,
yep.
is that, so I look at the names of all these acts, and there's not, you know, I recognize a couple, maybe, mm-hmm. but what I found has happened in previous years is I'll walk around, I'll see someone I know up there as part of the group, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, I didn't know you were part of that group.
Or a musician at all, right?
Right, yeah. I didn't even know you could play anything.
Yep.
But so I kind of like it if folks around town that are in these groups are playing, you know, get the word out there so we can kind of know where you are, because mm-hmm. I know in some cases I didn't know that X group contained Y friend, it would be fun to kind of know that. But yeah, it's going to be a great day to walk around and enjoy the music.
And it's always a lot of fun with, I mean, literally hundreds of different musicians and performers and bands and acts that are all over town. You're going to discover someone that you love that you had never heard of before that day.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're listening to some music that might not be your thing, you walk about, you know, 50 feet and then there's another group playing. And so that's nice also.
I'm always impressed by the way it's laid out, because if you walk from one end of, like, from Weaver Street up to, like, the Weaver Street Main Street fork over around Main Street to Town Commons, you'll pass maybe four or five different bands, and there's never overlap. Like, you'll walk and you'll round a corner, and there'll be this tree buffer that must be there for the sole purpose of this day, because one band stops and the other immediately begins.
Right, kind of tucked away.
Yeah.
One thing I was looking at in particular was right in that area you're talking about, for example, at Southern Rail, you know, you have the front porch mm-hmm. and you have the station going.
Yes.
You also have the Southern Rail, the beer garden in the back,
yep.
where you have the songwriters and singers back
yep.
there. And then, of course, you got Weaver Street. So that's
which
four.
Is like right across the parking lot.
Yeah,
yep.
and you don't, one doesn't impede the other in terms of the loudness of the music. So.
Yeah. I love it. It's Carrboro Music Festival, Sunday the, what day is it, 27th?
It's the 27th, yep.
From 1 to, depending on the, it starts around, is it starts at noon or starts,
it starts
at 1?
It starts at 1
and runs for hours, depending on the venue. Some of them go until like 11 midnight, right?
Exactly. And and the thing is, I want to also say that, you know, we certainly couldn't do it without our festival committee, without the town police and public works and recreation and parks. We haven't had this happen since I've been involved the last several years, but you know, we do have a rain plan, God mm-hmm. forbid, right?
Right.
But 13 of the 25 venues are either inside or can move inside if they needed to, and so they would continue in the event of inclement weather. And by 9:30 that morning, if there's bad weather, we'll mm-hmm. get the word out on social media. But hopefully it'll be a gorgeous day, just like it has been the last several years.
And I remember last year walking around Carrboro for a couple of hours, and the weather was gorgeous.
Oh,
it was this beautiful fall day.
Yeah.
Hoping it works out again, and it has for the last couple of years. So that's coming up next week, Sunday. The 27th. There's a shuttle that goes from Carrboro Plaza, so if you want to brave the parking in downtown Carrboro, head to Carrboro Plaza, park there. You can take a shuttle over for free.
One more thing, Aaron. You know, this Jim Dennis is going to be the coordinator this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's first time kind of doing it after all these years, and so it'll, you know, he's, as I understand it, he's right in the thick of things. So.
Love it. Again, 9 days. days from now. I can't believe it's coming up so quick. So what else is going on among the Board of Aldermen? I know there was a big meeting earlier this week. Lloyd Farm Development was discussed, transportation, Kidzoo, the Art Center, SAPFO was on the agenda. So what were the highlights?
Yeah. Well, the one I'll start out with that you didn't mention was we had a public hearing for a conditional use permit for a new restaurant.
Pizzeria Mercato?
Yeah. And so this is, we are all so tremendously excited about this restaurant that's going to be in downtown Carrboro now. It was an application put forth by Ben and Karen Barker, formerly of the Magnolia Grill in Durham. And so this is a pizzeria that they want to establish in Carrboro, and their son Gabe is a chef guy, okay. And he's been running a pizzeria out in California for the last 5 years.
Nice.
So Gabe is coming back home, and as I think Jackie said, he'll be a second-generation chef, kind of like, I guess, Matt Neal over at Neal's Deli.
Yep.
Pretty cool to have these. It's going to be another great addition to the food scene, a neighborhood pizzeria with some extra, kind of a little bit of some extra Italian flair, but it seemed like predominantly pizza. It's going to be a neighborhood restaurant, but some parking and, area for bicycles, and hopefully the community's kind of embraced it and just so excited. To have Ben and Karen Barker, they were one of the early kind of restaurateurs to use like the farmer's market, to use fresh produce, using local produce, and so as they said, it's kind of appropriate that this is going to be kind of right across the street from the farmer's market, and in fact that's why they kind of gave it the name, they said, of Pizzeria Mercato, I guess. So,
okay.
Yeah.
408 West Weaver Street, and again that's right across from, it's basically the corner of Weaver and Main, right?
Yeah. It's where I guess there was like a spa place or something there. It's right beside the Country Junction. It's right on the corner.
Oh, the pool and spa place?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
That's exactly where it's going to be.
All right, sounds cool. So what is the time frame on that? Do we know when that's opening?
I know that they were anxious to get all the permits approved and everything so that they could start serious construction this fall. So now, one thing is it's going to be the building that's there. So they're not expanding the building or changing the footprint of the building. Most of what they had to do was, rehabilitate the inside, create the parking spaces, add a dumpster in the back and redo some of the front, the plantings in the front. But they're raring to go and really excited, as are we.
Awesome. So that's we can expect to see construction on that beginning in the fall, maybe spring opening, something like that.
That's what I would think. Okay. I mean, they're on it. So
awesome. What else happened at the meeting last
Tuesday?
Yeah.
So we had several things going on. One was, as you said, we had an update regarding mediation that we had related to the Lloyd Farm development application. And you might recall this is going to be a pretty significant development that may or may not happen in Carrboro. The Lloyd Farm property is near the post office. It's a large tract of land. And as the developer was making its way toward trying to go to public hearing last year, we were sensing some concern from the neighbors through our advisory boards. And so the board authorized a mediation process comprised of representatives from the developer, from the neighborhood, and from our board. And they actually had, and you can see all this on the board meeting if you want to watch the video from the other night, the recap of it. They had several meetings where they all just kind of hammered out and talked through, how they could come up with a project that all parties might be able to live with and be acceptable to everyone. And as I understand it, it ended up with a fairly good kind of possible concept plan that might come before us.
Mm-hmm.
And our hope is that if it does end up coming before us, which by all accounts the process worked pretty well, our hope is that then we have some significant kind of buy-in and some significant kind of, some of the concerns have been assuaged before it gets to us at that front end of a public hearing, because trying to avoid at the very end having to reject something, and it's kind of it's a way to get public input from all the parties that end up really making the decision in the long run, the developer, the Board of Aldermen, of course, with significant input from the neighborhood. So we're really, really pleased that we went through this process on this particular project. It's not to say it works for every project, but hopefully for this one it'll end up with some kind of a project that may come forth that everyone can support.
And I know that this is something that we've talked about sort of regionally too, in every municipality, the idea of hammering out all of the objections and trying to resolve them and compromise before the process even begins, so you come to the table with a proposal that everyone's already on board with.
Yeah, you know, our process is set up in such a fashion where neighbors and communities sometimes feels like they don't have a voice at the table. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have public hearings where everyone has 3 minutes and they get shut off, and then, or even 2 minutes, you find out that and then you have like one public hearing and boom, the developer can talk to staff all the time. I think since I've been mayor, I know we really went through this with South Green. We had like 5 public hearings, I think, and the developer really, really, really listened to the neighbors, and the neighbors communicated a lot with staff and with us. I think that this open communication and talking about concerns and trying to work through so that everyone's concerns are balanced, you know, I really think it ends up with a better product at the end.
So that was at the Board of Aldermen meeting earlier this week, and coming up this week, another discussion of the Orange County Library site, among other things. So where do things stand as far as that goes?
Yeah, so I haven't gotten to read over the packet material yet, but we're supposed to get an update from the Board of County Commissioners, I think from their staff, mm-hmm. and they're going to talk to us about their detailed analysis that they've done at looking at a few different sites on where to locate the Southwest Library branch. And so we'll get to hear. I know that one site they've been looking at is 201 South Greensboro, where mm-hmm. our current just surface level parking lot is. So I imagine they might be talking to us about that. But I know we're all really, really excited to hear what kind of progress they have made. And if the board is in agreement on whatever site they bring forward to us, then from there, then they would go ahead and move forward with trying to figure out the particulars of what that might mean. And so hoping that that's what happens on Tuesday.
So that meeting's coming up Tuesday at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. You can get details about the meeting earlier this week on Tuesday, also at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. That's on the town's website, townofcarrboro.org. And before we let you go, Mayor Lavelle, you had reported on it earlier this week. But I was hoping you could say more about the event that you had with Mayor Kleinschmidt at the library on Monday.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, Aaron. It was part of the ACLU's, I guess, 50th anniversary, mm-hmm. and it was a focus on LGBT rights. And it was kind of like sitting down with a friend, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say an old friend because we're not old. but you know, Mark and I, we traveled the circuit quite a bit together. In fact, I told him I think I see him more than I see my board members, just what we find ourselves at. But it was really a great...
Are you fine with that? Or
thank goodness we get along. I mean, if I didn't like the guy, it would be terrible. Yeah. But, you know, we talked about really in our lifetime, I mean, what an amazing time to be alive mm-hmm. as a gay person, as a gay elected official in a community that's so supportive. And we talked through how our communities have been so progressive, and now, you know, the country has so much going on along the lines of gay rights. We talked about challenges that have been met, challenges still yet to come. And we talked a little bit about, you know, about gay rights from a personal side, you know, when we got involved, and you know, some social stuff too when we were growing up. It was really, really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I hope we get to do it again sometime, because I think it might be good for an archive or something.
Yeah, so. And a really fascinating look at just the way that things have transformed in such a short period of time. I mean, you're not old, and things have
right.
changed so dramatically in just 20 years.
Right, right. You know, when Lawrence v. Texas came down in 2003...
12 years ago.
Who would have thought
that,
you know, this short time later, we'd have marriage equality? It's really absolutely stunning, you know? And the students in the class I teach at the law school, I try to kind of show them the timeline of it, but since it's kind of their adult life they remember, it's not as shocking for someone like Mark or I or anyone else who said, gosh, I hope we have marriage in our lifetime. We can't believe it's here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just one aspect of
it. Yeah. And we think about the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s and how, you know, a lot happened in 20 years, but in many ways, that was such a slow process. You have Brown versus Board of Education in 54, and then in 1964, desegregation begins.
Right,
continues for another several decades, and it's still an ongoing question, and so much has happened in the gay rights movement in just 20 years.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was preparing some remarks about the 19th Amendment because mm-hmm. I'm going to speak about the 19th Amendment tomorrow at Constitution Day in Hillsborough.
Okay.
And there are a lot of parallels between the women's rights to vote movement and modern civil rights movements, you know, one of which was after women got the right to vote,
mm-hmm.
A case went all the way to the United States Supreme Court saying, women don't have the right to vote. You know, their argument was, no, they don't. They don't have the right to vote. And the Supreme Court had to say, yes, they do.
It's actually in the Constitution now.
But it's kind of like some people in the United States who want to say same-sex couples don't have the right to marry, and they have to be reminded, well, according to the United States Supreme Court, they do have the right to marry.
That's fascinating. And we should mention the Constitution Day thing tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the courthouse lawn at Hillsborough, right?
Yep. Yeah, it'll be a good lineup there talking all about the Constitution.
Mark Klontschmidt's going to be there, so you'll see him again.
Right.
For the 12th time this week. Tom Stevens will be there, Mayor of Hillsborough, Renee Price, Valerie Fushi, Greg Meyer. The list goes on. So that's a really cool event. The weather's going to be great for that. So head to Hillsborough and check that out. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Aaron.